Hey, hey, es ist Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt, der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler und der wunderbaren Künstlerin Helena Hernandez.
Hallo liebe Podcast-Hörer, ich bin Astrid Bassler und ich führe euch in diesem wöchentlichen Podcast durch Gespräche mit internationalen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern. Unser Fokus liegt auf Kunst für und mit Kindern. Unsere Künstler verraten uns unter anderem in den Gesprächen ihre Lieblingsorte der Kunst in Berlin oder wie es überhaupt dazu kam, dass sie Künstler wurden. Aber hey, was ist eigentlich Urban Art Kids? Urban Art Kids ist eine zeitgenössische Kunstgalerie, die nur Kindern gewidmet ist. In regelmäßigen Workshops für Kids im Alter von 4 bis 14 Jahren beleuchten wir das Medium Kunst in all seinen Facetten. Hierzu arbeiten wir mit Künstlern zusammen, die unterschiedliche Kurse anbieten, zum Beispiel zum Thema künstlerische Techniken wie Tape Art oder Graffiti, aber auch Kunstgeschichte. Und in wechselnden Ausstellungen werden die Werke von diesen Künstlern ausgestellt, die vor allen Dingen Kinder mit ihren Motiven ansprechen. Diese Werke könnt ihr dann im Original oder in limitierten Druckauflagen in unserer Galerie kaufen. Außerdem veranstalten wir kreative Kindergeburtstage und Feriencamps. Aber jetzt erstmal ganz viel Spaß beim Interview. Hi everybody, today we have Helena Hernandez with us here at the Urban Art Kids Gallery. Helena has been with us with Urban Art Kids since middle of August. She is doing an art class with kids starting from 5 years every Thursday. And she was also part of our group exhibition by the end of September. It was related to the long night of illustrations. And yeah, we're so happy to have her here today. Welcome, Helena.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm super happy that I'm working with you and to get this project going on, and I really like the gallery, the space, and working with kids is the best thing. So thank you very much.
Great. So Helena, you are originally from Mexico. You studied there arts and then you came to Europe a while ago, and also in the end you landed here in Berlin. But I want to really know, when did you start to think about really getting an artist?
Well, that's a very good question. I started when I was very young. I started drawing and painting. And once I think I had the decision and I told my mother I want to, study painting in Paris.
In Paris?
Yeah. Totally different cliche. City and totally different thing because I don't paint. So, it was more in the cliche. I was 3 years old, so...
Oh my God, that's really quite young. Then maybe start early.
Exactly. I kind of went from there, and then I drew a lot throughout my youth. And somehow I was between doing arts, like studying arts, or going into studying biology. Both my parents are biologists. So I think I actually went with a good right decision. I'm not sure, but I really like
so
what
too.
I do.
Yeah,
I really like what I do.
I totally agree that I'm happy that you made that decision to get an artist. Otherwise, we would not
have worked
together.
The funny thing is that I collaborate with my dad because I now illustrate. He's studying. Well, he's working and studying the microalgae. So I do scientific illustration for him. So it's not so apart from each other. They kind of married.
And I remember when we had the group exhibition, you also had those nature versus machine thing that you had those animals which were related to machines.
Like one of my big interests are animals. So I never... said no to the idea and the interest. I just changed what I wanted to actually do. At the end, I decided arts, but I never said I'm not gonna continue loving nature. Yes, that's how it is.
That's great. And so when did you come to Berlin? Like, I know you've been here for a while, but how was it to arrive here?
Well, that was 5 years ago. I arrived here from Switzerland. And for me, was quite difficult to start in Berlin because, well, first I didn't have many friends here and I live in the north and I couldn't make any connections or long-lasting connections. So first 2 years were quite tough for me. I missed my family, even though I was quite used to not being in Mexico. But in Berlin, during these 2 years, it was tough. And then I moved to the south, and Neukölln now is my neighborhood. And I really like it there. I started, connecting people, places. I have my studio there. So it all came together in Neukölln. That's funny. It's always so vibrant and, it gives me a lot.
That is also has a really big creative scene. You've been also part of the art project 48 Hours in Neukölln. Maybe you can tell us, a little bit about that. What is it about? It's probably in public spaces. You have different art events going on. What was your part in that?
Well, it's 48 hours. So you can imagine, the whole neighborhood comes together, studio, artists, places, spaces, galleries. And we have a huge art party, like there is a huge program. So the vibrant part of Neukölln wakes up again during this time. And because it's in summer, there's also also families around, and I really enjoy that time. 48 hours, it sounds a lot, but it's not so much because all the time there is something going on.
And even at midnight.
Exactly. There is parties as well. Yeah, underground parties. It's really cool.
Yeah. I could imagine also, you said you have your workspace there, your atelier. It's also part related to a bigger part where you have different kind of activities going on. I think it's great that you can be in interchange with all the other artists. And I think it's also a very international scene, right, that you have there.
I mean,
super multicultural there.
That's a very special thing for me because I'm part of an organization in German, it's Verein, and it's all about art. So we have a gallery, we have the studio spaces, and then we have also a kind of a bar. So this place with the different spaces, I think it's kind of my home now, and I really like working with them. I'm also organizing activities there. There is one that I really like. There is called Art Clinic, and we invite two artists to talk about their work in a very, very chilled event. So,
nice.
It's a dialogue we have with the artists.
And how often does it happen, this
event? It's once a month. Well, we try to do it once a month. And now we're going to do a small pause because it's the holidays, but then it's starting again in January. So I'm looking forward to that.
Great. sounds super interesting. If we talk about places in Berlin, do you have any favorite places for arts or culture that you would recommend people to go to?
Definitely. I love to go to the Hamburger Bahnhof. It's a great place to see contemporary art. And the building itself is magnificent. It's so, so nice. I like to go there, and I like to go to the Me Collective Room because that's more related to what I do. It has a beautiful collection of things.
Yeah, the Wunderkammer is beautiful.
It's so nice.
With the skulls and those really exotic things and the animals, the stuffed animals. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and because I also collect things, I think that's why I like it so much. So that's, maybe the two suggestions I would say. And of course, there's smaller places. There is Neurotitan, the gallery. I really like that space as well.
That's true.
There's one, maybe the the spaces that are left from gentrification still there.
And yeah, obviously, Hackersche Höfe, yeah. Totally with all the tourists passing by, but it's like still
that's like an oasis.
I would say, yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, those I would say they're like the coolest places. Well, of course, there's more, but I really like to go to those.
It sounds interesting, totally. Talking about spaces, going back, going a little bit towards the kids. What would you say if you're working a lot with kids since a while? What kind of inspiration do you have working with the kids? What are you doing in the workshops? What makes it special? Why do kids want to come to your workshops?
Well, I started to work with kids in Berlin 2 years ago. And what I realized is that kids don't have many filters as adults. And I think what I do in the workshops is more being, a guidance, not a teacher. And I always have a dialogue with my kids. You know? We talk about what they want to do, what they like to do, what their interests are, and I kind of go from there also in building my program. I enjoy it because of the feedback. If somebody is bored, they're gonna tell you
right away, exactly. Quite direct. How kids act if they are not interested or if they like something in particular.
They have great ideas. So I'm not maybe a classical teacher. I wouldn't say I don't also say I'm a teacher. So I think the level of relationship is maybe more near to a friend. And yeah. I have that in my workshop. And I enjoy that relationship, and we can talk about several things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like you're giving them the tools to really work on their imaginations and do their own art projects.
Exactly.
You guide them. It's not really about
supervising
them. It's more about be together with them and doing something together, yeah. Right?
I was talking about the word mediator. Maybe it's more related to that. Like, I have my idea and my workshop. But then again, they need to give me feedback and how are we going to continue. And I would say that's why it's so light, maybe also. And they enjoy it.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, the kids here at Urban Art Kids totally enjoy it. They always love to come to your classes.
We have fun.
And we also do, we did some holiday camps. That was also fun. And we will do that also in February when the kids are off again. So we will also do some projects then. Talking about projects, do you have anything in particular going on next year?
Oh, well, yeah. The most exciting thing maybe is that I'm going to move my studio space to one that I really like. So for me to have a studio space is very important because I can actually do my things there. I had this studio for now 2 years and it changed my life in a very good way. And now I'm going to have the next space and I hope it's going to be awesome. And I have two exhibitions that I'm preparing, and one is in February, and it's going to be in Neukölln, so I'm looking forward to that exhibition, yeah.
And what is it about, the exhibition? Can you tell us a little bit what's the subject?
Totally. The subject is more like hands. I chose the subject because I work with my hands a lot. So drawing, it's sculpture, it's embroidery, and I'm doing, I'm taking the form of the hand as a topic. So the hands do certain things, they express emotions, and that's going to be the main theme, the main subject in my exhibition.
Yeah, I saw already some of the samples you did. It's some kind of a small jewelry that you'd put around your neck, like a hand with a neck. It's really beautiful.
I would say it's maybe between sculpture, drawing and jewelry, because people like to wear those things that I started seeing as sculptures. So now they're changing, I would say. And maybe they're like portable or wearable sculptures. I don't know how to call them, but maybe it's something...
Mini art to go.
Exactly. And that makes me really happy that people actually can wear these things. Yeah, they kind of make them alive. I don't know. They have their life on their own. So I like that.
Yeah. And what is this second project about?
My second one, I still have to figure out the date, but... doing a project on drawing, but that's more abstract. It's about time and the matter. So that's maybe more in the theoretical part, because I kind of work with very, very abstract things or subjects, or very figurative. So that's the other part. It's a bit difficult to explain maybe, but I enjoy it as well.
It's nice to have a mixture of everything.
Exactly.
On the one hand side, you work with kids, then you do the cultural thing, but also abstract art. Totally sounds interesting. And where do you get your inspiration from if you do those kind of projects?
Well, mostly I take objects from streets. Now in Berlin, I'm overwhelmed with the quantity of the things that are... on the street.
You're collecting art.
I'm collecting
on the street.
Yes, I am a collector.
Okay. And what do you pick up, for example?
Well, lately I've been doing things with a small mechanical or electronic devices, and one of the things that I found, but that's maybe like I would find more at the end of December. Actually, in January, I also found trees, Christmas trees. So I combined the Christmas tree with some body parts. And the way they look like kids, it's between creepy and cute, you know.
However you see it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I have both feedbacks.
Okay. So,
and kids, I think kids... love them because they are funny and they look real, but they're not real. So it's like in this in between. So they're like, see them and they can relate to something that I like, that they're very approachable.
Yeah, it sounds like
relatable.
Relatable, yeah. Well, we will be curious to see those sculptures being shown in some place soon.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, it would be great. But well, we will continue with our class in January again. So we're looking forward to see you in the new year again. And thank you so much for
the
interview today. And
it was a pleasure.
All the best. Thanks, Helena.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, danke, danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche, das Gespräch mit der Künstlerin Anna Käse. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit und verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.